Please welcome Steve Key.
I had to Google it. When life gives you lemons, ask for salt and tequila. I've never been very good at drinking tequila. Wine and beer is more my thing. The lemon in my life is depression. I've known it all my life. The lemonade would be the song. Whenever I've been able to channel my depression into something creative, that just feels like a triumph. The depression says things like, why are you standing here telling a story? You did not prepare a story today. The depression says, why do you sing? You don't sing particularly well. You didn't have musical training. You taught yourself how to play guitar. Why do you bother getting up in front of people? They don't want to listen to you. They're not going to show up. We certainly don't get crowds like this at our songwriter shows. I mean, it's lovely to play to a full house. I've known some times where I've played to a full house. I've gotten up in front of about 10,000 people at a festival in Canada, so I've known the feeling of being in front of a lot of people, and it's scary as hell, but it's also amazingly powerful. I'm originally from New York, but my family raised me in Milpitas, California. Nice, safe, suburban place. My depression sometimes has my mother's voice saying, why are you depressed? You have nothing to be depressed about. Your father works hard, puts a roof over your head. There is food on the table. You have nothing to be depressed about. But I think about it. I grew up 3,000 miles from my extended family. Didn't have the grandparents except for the birthday cards or something like that. I decided in my late 20s to move back to New York, in part because I had discovered a group of songwriters there who, even though they didn't have a record label, even though they didn't have a regular gig, they created their own thing. They found a little place in the back of a falafel shop, an old disco that wasn't being used, and they created a performance space, and they put on music there 7 nights a week. And I stumbled into that, and they were making their own records. They would recruit the songwriters that would come on the Monday nights and put them on a record. I showed up in New York in my late 20s, and 3 months later, I was on a record. And I saw all these people who were making their own records and touring around the Northeast. And despite my depression saying that I had no business going out there and trying to be the next Bob Dylan, I went out there. I made my own record. I sometimes went out on the road and showed up, and there was nobody there. The joke among songwriters is, what's worse than having nobody show up? There's one person showing up, you still have to do your gig. Another way of getting a sure laugh from an audience was to talk about how much money you were making on the folk circuit. I was not making money. I was married to somebody who had the day job, and she helped to voice my depression, telling me that I wasn't doing well enough out there on the folk circuit and was spending too much time pursuing it. And yet, I still pursued it. And sometimes a song would come along, and it wouldn't just be a song that would make me feel good. It would be a song that would somehow resonate with somebody else. I think about when I was 17 years old, and there was a song on the radio called At 17 by Janis Ian, and there was something in that song that just really hit me. Lines like, for those of us who knew the pain of Valentines that never came and those whose names never were called when choosing sides for basketball. I start to cry when I think of a line like that because she understood. She got it. She was in my shoes somehow. At 17, I also heard Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run, and he was able to channel the anger of growing up in that working class northern New Jersey town, a death trap, a suicide rap, and make it an anthem, truly, New Jersey State song. Thousands of people standing up, a song that matters to people. It mattered to me at 17 years old. It made me want to write something like that. So I was traveling around the folk circuit, not doing particularly well. One of the towns I played in was New Hope, Pennsylvania. I played a little coffee shop there called Folk Soup, and it was just some place to go and play an open mic or something. And I read in the paper that the 60s activist Abby Hoffman had committed suicide in the town of New Hope, Pennsylvania. And so in my little songwriter's book, I said, ironic song title, Depression in New Hope. And I went to this big folk festival, this mecca for songwriters called the Kerrville Folk Festival in Kerrville, Texas. And it's just this amazing place where they do music for 18 days straight, starting with the Memorial Day weekend. And I went out there, and I remember sitting at a little campsite thinking, I've got to write a new song for all the songwriters are going to be showing up and swapping songs around the campfires until the wee hours. And so I wrote this song called New Hope, and it wasn't about Abby Hoffman. It wasn't about the town of New Hope. It was about somebody in recovery. And I don't know why I wrote that song. At the time, I did not know anything about the recovery movement. But it's a funny thing about one song. You write one song, and people think that you're like an expert on something now. And I got invited to all kinds of places. I got invited to a festival in Worcester, Massachusetts called Sober in the Sun. And it was all people who were doing the 12-step thing. And they would come up to me and they would say, are you a friend of Bill? I didn't know anything about the 12-step movement. I didn't know who Bill was. And so I felt like such a fraud. I felt like, well, I mean, I drink. And I'm hanging out with these people who are sober and celebrating their sobriety. And I remember just walking around the festival, and a young woman walked up to me. She said, I saw you play at this coffee shop in Cambridge, Massachusetts a couple weeks ago. And because of that song, I came here and I got sober. That's what you want to believe that you can do as a songwriter, that somehow that you can channel your depression, your hopelessness, and create some new hope for somebody. That meant a lot to me.